This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, I introduced the third step in doing a biographical study: crystallize what you have learned into some applications you can make to your own life. Until truth learned has been integrated into our belief system and behavior pattern, we haven't really finished the Bible study. I suggested it would be wise to read again the two books Paul wrote to Timothy and expect applications to jump out at you. The first I found was to guard what has been entrusted to our care. Paul amplifies this application in 2 Timothy 1:14. Guard the good deposit that was entrusted to you. Guard it with the help of the Holy Spirit who lives in you. Here are a couple of other applications in 1 Timothy 4. Train yourself to be godly, and do not neglect your gift. Timothy was identified by Paul as a man of God. Are you a man of God? Are you a woman of God? It takes time, prayer, saturating yourself with God's word, and obediently doing what you understand is God's will for you, always relying on the Holy Spirit's enabling power. That would be involved in exercising, not neglecting, your gift. Building on this, Paul reminded Timothy to fan into flame the gift of God which is in you. Buy up the opportunities you see, doing the best you can with what you have. When you do this over a period of time, you will begin to discover more clearly what your gifts are. When you know what they are, then use them for God's glory. That's how the church grows. That's how you grow as a Christian.